Welcome to your five for today. Do you and I sometimes feel worthless? Or at times have we been slighted or treated as though we are of little value? Should we value some people more or less than others? And how should we set a value upon each other? How much does God care for us? And how much does he value us? We're not pawns on some celestial chessboard, expendable and unimportant. We are cherished and highly loved. While we may never fully understand why God loves us, but we can rest assured that God's love is always at work. He may not move according to our schedule, but he is right on time for what is best. He has our ultimate good forever in mind. If we're struggling to hang on in the midst of our difficult circumstances, the Bible reveals the heart and faithfulness of God and that he is willing to be our strength, that he is there to be our source of comfort, that he won't let us fall, that he loves us passionately and only wants the best for us. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Jesus reminds us gently, and one of them shall not fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore you are more value than many sparrows. God cares for his creation so much. In fact, not even one sparrow dies and falls on the ground without God noticing it. But to us, sparrows seem so small and worthless. In fact, in Bible times, people valued two sparrows for less than one penny. If God values the sparrows so much, how much does he care for and value us? Are not we of more value than many sparrows? Yes, in fact, God knows so much about us that even every hair on our head is numbered. But how much are you and I truly worth? And what value should we place upon each other? Often we look at the job someone is doing, and if they're doing a poor job, perhaps always making mistakes, then we view that person as of little value. But is this the correct way of seeing valuing someone? In a friendship, if one person is not showing kindness, sympathy or love to the other, is it because they don't really value or appreciate that person as they should? Think about it. If we truly saw the value of people as God does, would we still treat each other the way we do? If God cares for a sparrow that has no soul, how much will he care for you and me? We are worth more than all the world to God. For us, the Lord Jesus passed through the agony of Calvary that we might not perish but have everlasting life. This is the key to seeing and understanding the value of you and me and all other people in the world, to see our value in light of what Jesus did to save us. In Isaiah chapter 13, God says that he will make a man, that is you and me, more precious than fine gold. And truly, when we look at the greatness of the price paid to save us, it is much, much more precious than gold. Think about how the great, powerful Creator became a man and walked among us, and then was crucified in the hands of those he had created. And he did it because he loved and valued us so much that he wanted to save us from our sins. So, are we not of far greater value than anything in this world? Let's remember how much we are of value in God's eyes. And remember to be kind and loving to all the people in this world because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us and the great worth he has placed on us all.